Today's podcast is brought to you by Howie's VIP Studio Visit. The Captain will be back starting the first week of May. To order your tickets before they are all sold out, go to HowieCarShow.com and click on the VIP tab. Enjoy the podcast.
She's the Boston Herald's wittiest wordsmith, the last woman standing at the Whiskey Priest. Once a very legitimate magazine that we definitely didn't make up named her the Michael Jordan of radio. Wait, don't you think we're laying it on a little thick here, Grace?
Just stick to the script.
Oh, okay. Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio, it's the Grace Curley Show.
I have Fox on in the studio and they keep showing that picture of Joe and Jill with the Carters. And again, no shade towards the Carters. I heard Jimmy Carter, he wasn't a great president, but I heard he's an incredibly kind person. Sure, his wife, Rosalind, is as well. But the picture is just strange. They look gigantic next to them. And the bigger issue with it, really, when it comes to Joe Biden, is the masking. Right now it says, Biden causes confusion with mixed messaging on masks. There's a lot of messages coming out of the Biden White House, but they are very mixed.
Could have just stopped with the first part. Biden causes confusion.
Exactly. I'm utterly confused by this administration. By the way, the Biden-Harris administration. We call it the Biden-Harris administration. But I think what this got me thinking of, and this is how we chose the poll question today, is that there's no one who has to answer for wrong predictions. You know, the climate activists, they tell you every other day that there's going to be an ice age. There's going to be a tidal wave. We're all going to, the sea levels are going to take over. And, you know, it never comes to fruition, but nobody has to answer for it. The COVID experts, though, are the real people right now who deserve the most focus because they're always wrong. And they never take a beat. You know what I mean, Jared? It's like sometimes you take a beat and you go, listen, guys, I got that wrong. If I was coming into the office every single day and I was telling Howie, oh, so-and-so is going to win the election, and then they didn't win the election, the next time I made a prediction, Howie would probably throw it in my face and be like, yeah, but, you know, you're usually pretty off on these things. No one says that to Dr. Fauci. You know, no one says that to Joe Biden. They're just allowed to keep going and making these crazy assertions that never come to fruition. And it's very annoying because the pollsters do that all the time. The fake news does that all the time. They mess up stories. I mean, the Rudy Giuliani story, the Times put out this big statement today. They constantly throw out fake predictions, fake Boston Globe covers telling you what would happen if Donald Trump won the election. It's nonstop. But here's the difference. I just choose not to read those things. I don't watch CNN. I don't watch Don Lemon. So I can block out that nuttiness. What I can't block out is when someone's crazy predictions and crazy mandates are affecting my day-to-day life. We are all held kind of, we're all trapped by these stupid decisions by the CDC and by Dr. Fauci. And I want to give a really great example. And I'd be remiss if I did not mention this, all right? So Texas, 2 months ago, Texas lifts the mask mandates. And Greg Abbott said, listen, we're not doing this anymore. You know, you can wear one if you want, but it's no longer going to be the mandate of the land. And people started freaking out. Similarly to how they reacted when Ron DeSantis was really kind of letting people figure it out on their own in Florida. One lawyer went around the beaches in Florida and put body bags all over the beach because, you know, Ron DeSantis was going to have blood on his hands. Again, a prediction that did not end up coming true. But no one's held accountable for these. So I thought it would be kind of fun. We look back, it's been 60 days now since the governor of Texas decided, I've had enough with these masks. And a lot of people, including Dr. Fauci, said, this is a really bad idea. This is really not going to go well. You know, I really think they ought to wait a couple more months. And the people who always end up being so dead on and doing a good job are people who do the opposite of what Dr. Fauci says. Now, Beto O'Rourke, Senator slash President Beto O'Rourke, he was very upset by this decision from Greg Abbott 2 months ago. I want you to listen to what he said, because there's no shortage of dramatics when it comes to these predictions. They get really, really over the top. Listen to Beto, otherwise known as Robert Francis O'Rourke. Cut 10.
They literally want to sacrifice the lives of our fellow Texans.
Hold on. I got to stop it there for a sec. They literally want to sacrifice the lives of our fellow Texans. Are we being a tad bit over the top, Beto? Smidgen? Just a little bit? Start it again.
They literally want to sacrifice the lives of our fellow Texans for political gain, to satisfy certain powerful interests within the state. And this isn't hyperbole.
Yes, it is. Yes, no, it is hyperbole. That's exactly what it is.
It's literally not hyperbole.
It's literally hyperbole. And you want to know how hyperbolic it is, Beto? The numbers are out. And I know Joe Biden's not a fan of the number stuff, but I'm a big believer in numbers. Numbers don't lie. Now, here in the last 60 days, I'm gonna go like this. I'm gonna go by the daily cases, because I could go by the daily deaths, but the media isn't as concerned about that anymore. They like the cases. Because if, you know, the cases, there's always going to be people getting tested. There's always going to be cases. And then this can go on forever. It can be a perpetual pandemic. Based off the cases, per 100,000 in the last 60 days, New York, or I guess it's like every day for the last 60 days, New York averaged 17 daily cases per 100,000. New York City, 17 daily cases per 100,000. Michigan, 38 daily cases per 100,000. You ready for Texas? 11 daily cases per 100,000. Dr. Fauci, where are you? Beto, where are you? Do we get anything?
Time will tell on that. We need to wait for the data to come in.
But that's the part of it I want to know. And then it gets even funnier, because we were told, follow the science, you know, follow the numbers, follow the stats, do what you're told. Don't kill grandma. Be nice. Care about your neighbor. Wear your mask. And all of the data is telling us that, hey, there's pretty much no outdoor transmission of this virus. So in Massachusetts, Charlie Bacon decided, I'll lift the mask mandate outside. He's, you know, a few months late to the game, but whatever. He can do that. Now, this is the amazing part. Brookline, the second most educated town in the country, which just goes to show you what a college education really means nowadays. Brookline decided, no. We're going to keep the masks outside. We like it. It makes us feel good. So you know that things are really shaking up here when the anchor at CNN is asking Dr. Swanee Jett about why they're not following the science in Brookline. Let's take a listen to this, cut 12.
We're talking about outdoors, though, and one of the things that we've heard for the last year is follow the science. And you know you're what, like 18 times less likely to catch COVID outdoors? The positivity rate in Brookline now is, I think, 0.5%. It's really low. So isn't following the science at this point, wouldn't it be lifting the mask mandate?
Yeah, it would be if you were actually following the science. But following the science nowadays is just following your heart, you know? Listen to your heart. That's all it's about. How do you feel? And it's a symbol, and a lot of people have pointed that out. This mask has become a symbol, and that's where the real danger lies. Because now people are saying, I don't want to take my mask off because I don't want to be confused as a Republican. So you'd rather not breathe in fresh air for the rest of your life, not have people see your smile, not have people see your face. just so they don't think you're a Republican.
There is no greater sin than being a Republican.
Let me tell those people, if you're out there and you just happen to turn this on and you're freaking out because I am just spreading absolute nonsense, if you don't want to take your mask off because you're afraid we're going to think you're a Republican, I do want you to know when I see you with your mask on outside, I think you're deranged. 1,000%. So yeah, I probably do kind of figure out, okay, he's probably, you know, a liberal, probably a Biden voter, but I definitely think you're crazy. Guys, when we get back, we have an awesome Grace's Goodies. I'm so, so excited about this. Definitely be ready. I think this is going to go really fast, and I think you guys are really going to like it. It's perfect for Mother's Day, which is this weekend, if you can believe that. It came up really fast. We'll be back with our very special guest for Grace's Goodies. Don't go anywhere. It's Tuesday. It's rainy and gloomy in Charlie Bacon's Massachusetts, but we're bringing a little bit of light to y'all. This is The Grace Curley Show.
You're listening to The Grace Curley Show.
A tiara when I came in here, because if you happen upon it, will you have Lady Pennyface retrieve it and send it post hence?
She's the epitome of class, style, and sophistication. She's Grace Curley.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curley Show. Just like I said, I have an unbelievable treat for you guys today. It is time for Grace's Goodies.
So you're looking for a deal and you want to make it real.
A money-saving deal.
It's Grace's Goodies.
Goody, goody.
All right, so everybody knows that I am a huge fan of all sorts of beauty products. I love to just, you know, whether it's soaps or lotions, whatever it is, I'm in. And I found a product here that I think you guys are really going to like. It's called Cape Lily, and it's soaps. And these soaps are unbelievable. I'm here with Mary today from Cape Lily. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I want to talk to people a little bit about what makes this soap so special and why you decided to make it for sensitive skin, because it really does work for people. At least for me, I always buy new products and I don't realize, I don't know if I don't read the ingredients enough, but I think they're going to be wonderful. And then I put them on and I get out of the shower, I'm like itchy or they don't sit right. And this soap is different.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of it is not only what's in the soap, but what isn't in the soap. It's 100% natural. We don't use chemicals. In addition to that, we use natural oils, natural botanical oils. We have pomegranate oil, olive oil, shea butter, coconut oil. Sometimes we use mango butter, depending on the particular bar. And we also, what really sets us aside and makes it such a nice bar that cleanses and moisturizes is that we use sea salt. And specifically, we use Cape Cod sea salt in all the bars. And
I was going to say, because I do love to get bars of soap. A lot of people buy the big jugs of, you know, the pumped soap. And I like bars because I think they last longer, but sometimes they are drying. And I used this one last night, and I have to say, it's not drying at all. It actually leaves your skin feeling very silky.
Yes, exactly. And you find yourself using less moisturizer. There's a lot of stuff you will not use if you just start using our soap. That's where we started. We didn't like our skin either. And I had four kids and each one had their own little issue. So, you know, we started making soap thinking, let's get back to basics. Let's make a really good bar of soap, 100% natural, made in small batches. That's a huge difference. You're not looking at something that, you know, has been sitting on the shelf for a year. It makes a difference, small batch. Soap making, it makes a difference.
I'm looking at these ingredients, Mary, and it looks like I could eat this bar of soap. I mean, it's all so natural.
We wouldn't recommend it, but as they say, you know, you can pronounce all the ingredients. And a lot of them are herbs. We grow a lot of the herbs ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we have bars that have neem oil. We have bars that have sage. We have bars that have peppermint oil. It, you know, it's something for everybody because everybody's skin is a little bit different.
Yes.
And what, you know, I love the lavender bar. You love the Works bar there. You know, you all might also like our oatmeal bar. It's a bar of soap, but just oatmeal. No fragrances, just essential oils, which is another huge difference. It's probably why you're having some reactions if you buy at the store.
Well, one of the things is I love to buy things that are like coconut or, you know, those really strong smells. And then, like you said, they don't have to list what's in the fragrance. So then I end up going, why am I having an adverse reaction to this? But yesterday I tried your cedar soap.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, it was an incredible smell. I mean, these really do. I love the lemon. But I have to tell you, Mary, you brought in this lovely basket yesterday, and I have been protecting this basket for this segment because everyone in the office was trying to grab the soaps before it was time for the air. So these things are going to go like hotcakes here.
I think so. They usually do.
Yeah. And a lot of moms like lavender, and that's a great thing. But I just want to let people know that while supplies last, you can purchase a $50 gift card to Cape Lily for just $25. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on the store. We don't have a lot of these. I do think they'll go really fast because the packaging is beautiful. It's perfect for Mother's Day. And Jared, you have your hands on one right now.
Yeah,
how'd you get that?
I actually, I found it somewhere in the office. No, this is the Cedarwood Spice Blend. I think that's the one you were talking about. I actually used it too. And it is great for Mother's Day and it is great for skin, but it's good for guys' skin too. It's not just, you know, like if you, a lot of guys have dry skin because they don't use the right products. I went through that. But this is great. It smells great. It's natural ingredients. It's made locally on Cape Cod too, which is awesome. So you don't have to worry about, you know, supporting big businesses that don't like you or anything like that.
And that's a big thing right now is that people do want to buy things where they know who's making it and they know who their money's going to. And I think it's so cool that I'm sitting here with you and you know so much about these soaps because you help make them.
That's right. Yeah, I am one of the soap makers. Yes, I know a lot about it for that reason. Yeah, from start to finish, we do everything from the packaging to packaging it to designing the labels. And they're all kind of unique for the different bars, and we try to put our own spin and kind of a New England flavor to the labels as well. They're usually very well received.
Yes. So this is gracecurlyshow.com. You want to go to the store. The deal is you'll purchase a $50 gift card to Cape Lily, but you're just spending $25 for this gift card. I think this is a great gift for Mother's Day, but like Jared said, I think it's a great gift for everyone. I love a nice bar of soap. I mean, it's so much easier than buying the big jugs and going through it so quickly. And a lot of these smells, some of them are really great and they're really feminine smells. But some of them, like Jared said, are a little bit more masculine, which I actually like. I like the smell of cedar. I think it's very fresh. And I think people are going to love these.
They will. And the thing about the sea salt, too, an extra thing that it does with the soap bar is it makes a nice hard bar. If you've ever had a bar of soap that gets really mushy and gross. And also, it doesn't leave a film. Like sometimes soap, you can feel like, ooh, what is left? No, you feel nice, clean, moisturized and refreshed.
Definitely, guys, give this a shot. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on the store. Get your Grace's goodies. I think these are going to go really quickly. I'm really excited. I already have a special stack of these soaps that I'm taking, but I know everybody in the office has been eyeing this basket. So I'm kind of relieved this segment is ending because everyone can get their soaps and be happy. Mary, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And I cannot wait to try out more of these. These smells are just amazing, guys. Go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on store and get your gift card for Cape Lily soaps. The packaging is gorgeous. The smells are amazing. And it really does work because it's great if you have sensitive skin, which I think a lot of people do.
They do. Yeah. A lot of people think they have all these allergies to things. And just using a natural product that doesn't have the chemicals is the fix most of the time.
Perfect. I can't wait. All right, guys. Make sure you check this out. GraceCurlyShow.com. Click on store. When we get back, we're talking divorce horror stories brought to you by Bill Gates and Melinda Gates. So don't go anywhere. This is The Grace Curley Show.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria Studio.
Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. We have a lot to get to. I do want to open it up. It's more of a fun segment. Sadly, Melinda and Bill Gates are getting divorced. Some people are saying they don't have a prenup, which would make sense. They've been married for quite some time. And it just made me think, when you mention divorce horror stories to people, everybody's got one or two, you know, of a friend who was served on the side of the street or showed up and there was a moving van outside the house. And I kind of just wanted to open it up. Now, I know what people are thinking. John Kerry is going to be knocking on Melinda Gates' door, and that does make sense. But, and I do have a John Kerry story, speaking of. But it's interesting because Melinda Gates was the one to file for a divorce from Bill Gates, and the billionaire philanthropist couple apparently did not have a prenuptial agreement. Melinda wrote that the marriage was irretrievably broken when providing a reason for the divorce. The document notes that the pair has a separation agreement, but not a prenup. A separation agreement is usually signed at the end of a marriage and lays out the terms of the split. There's a lot of money on the line for this. Jeff Bezos just went through this as well. So if you have any thoughts on this, 844-500-4242, but there's another topic that I want to get to before we take any calls. And that has to do with Kamala Harris, because she is in charge of the National Space Council. That's her latest job title. But her real primary role right now as vice president is the border czar. It's been 44 days, I believe, since she was named border czar. Since then, she has gone to a yarn store. She has gone to a bakery in Chicago where she ate some German cake. What else am I missing? She has laughed at her own jokes a lot.
She went to New Hampshire.
Went to New Hampshire, where she was heckled by people. But she has not been to the border. Now, there's a reason for that. Kamala Harris is not, she's not trying to fix the immediate problem at the border, the crisis, some might call it. What she is trying to do is find the root causes. And let's first play cut 7. This is her talking about how we address these root causes of migration.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration. And I believe this is an important distinction. We must focus on both. First, the acute factors, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the long-standing issues, the root causes. And I'm thinking of corruption, violence, and poverty, the lack of economic opportunity, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience.
Uh-oh.
The lack of good governance.
So it's climate change. That's what she's getting at. That's part of the problem here, is climate change. Well, Jared actually put together a few answers for Kamala, because she's searching for the root causes, and we think we have a solution for her. Cut 8, please, Jared.
We are focused on addressing both the acute factors and the root causes of migration. And I believe this is an important distinction. We must focus on both. First, the acute factors, the catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the root causes.
Yeah, there's some root causes. There's some root causes. He was with Jimmy Carter yesterday looking like a giant. That's one of the root causes. But it all comes back to climate change. It always has. It always will. It always will. And that brings me to my next story of hypocrisy. This is actually out of the Boston Herald. John Kerry financial disclosure report shows hypocrisy and greed. This was reported a few days ago, but I do think it's worth revisiting. We thought we knew about John Kerry's hypocrisy and greed, but guess again. It turns out that while the former Massachusetts senator and current Biden administration climate czar was lecturing us all about climate change, he was holding dirty oil and gas stocks and pulling down millions in corporate earnings.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
Yeah, seriously. What, do they expect him not to have these? They expect him not to have dirty oil and gas stocks? How is he supposed to make all of his millions and pay for the flying squirrel?
There's a ketchup shortage, don't you know?
Kerry's financial disclosure form show his massive stock portfolio and assets, some of which he was forced to divest since taking his position as special presidential envoy. The jet-setting former senator pulled down $5 million salary in a no-show job. You know, that's the one thing I will say about Democrats is I do envy their no-show jobs. I mean, Michelle Obama had one at one point. They rake in dough from just being hacks and being do as I say, not as I do limousine liberals. And if I could show up somewhere and make that kind of money, not even show up. They don't even have to go in. They just put their name on it. He pulled down a $5 million salary in a no-show job as chairman of Bank of America's Global Advisory Council. Can you imagine you're like the secretary or something, you know, someone pushing papers at Bank of America, and you get a look at that while you're sending out the paychecks or something. And you go, wait, hold on a second. Global Advisory Council. He's making $5 million. I would go in and be like, I demand a raise right now. Right now. I shred all your guys' paper. You can give me some of that $5 million. We haven't even seen this fool in the offices. $125,000 in consulting fees from something called the Rise Fund, which was founded by U2 singer Bono. Another limousine liberal, and $382,400 in speaking fees from Waste Management and Deutsche Bank, among dozens of others. Kerry was also president of the Vietnam Sustainable Energy Corps and chairman of the Advisory Board for Climate Finance Partners, entities that could benefit from decisions made by Kerry as climate czar. Oh, and it keeps going. This is getting me mad. He received a $39,000 salary from Yale University, his alma mater, and an $112,000 salary from MedStar Washington, or somehow he received that, according to his filing. In a statement, the State Department says he got rid of assets that could pose a conflict of interest and were identified by ethics office. Among those were about three dozen energy-related companies dealing in electric, oil, and gas, even nuclear, precisely the kind of energy Kerry and his climate crisis pals want us all to get rid of. Huh.
It's almost like he doesn't actually care about or believe anything he's saying. Almost.
Yeah, it's almost like that. I can't believe that this guy has managed to get this far being a grifter. He should be part of the Lincoln Project, honestly. This is such a scam. He's flying around in a private jet and, you know, lecturing everybody about cutting up their plastic straws before they throw them away. I'm over it. I'm over it. Listen, I recycle. I do everything I can, but I'm not going to be told what to do by John Forbes Kerry. The guy is a complete fool. And speaking of fools, without further ado, it is time for a little bit of journalism in the news.
And now, news.
Very fake news.
I see a lot of excellent journalism being done.
Give me the press.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
How can you ask a question when you don't know the press?
He said that journalists make up stories and make up sources.
As a journalist, I don't really like being the story here.
Very fake news.
And many of your compatriots had to change the reporting and they had to apologize and they had to correct.
This is a golden age of journalism in a lot of ways.
Mr. Biden, what flavor did you get?
News.
So remember Daniel Dale? He was one of the more passionate fact checkers during the Trump administration. He was the one who said he's a serial liar and he lies serially or something like that. Well,
liar.
Yeah, he was obsessed with Trump's lies. And I just if you listen really closely, you might be able to hear a slight difference in how he covers Joe Biden. This is the tweet. This president says some inaccurate stuff. Not ideal. But there's no pretending that this era is remotely similar to the last president's staggering daily avalanche of extreme wrongness. Daniel Dale recently was fact-checking Joe Biden's joint address to Congress, and he caught like a bunch of lies that Biden said, and he made note of saying, you know, it always happens when he's ad-libbing. Like everything he made up was not in the script, was not on the teleprompter. And that's Joe for you. But what I thought was amazing about it was he said, you know, Joe tends to get tripped up when he goes into the number stuff. I'm not sure if that's exactly how he put it, but he said the number stuff. And I started to laugh because I was like, Joe loves the number stuff. Okay? He loves it. But now we're calling Joe's lies the inaccurate stuff. And there's a great piece in Red State where someone breaks down how pathetic this fact check. He did my fact check look at Biden's first 100 days. He was very proud of this article. He like reposted it. You would have thought it was Glenn Kessler's piece on Tim Scott. That's how much he reposted it. The president says some inaccurate stuff. And this is what the Red State author, Sister Tolja, goes into. She says, in this piece, if you read it, Dale doesn't use the word lie in it once, although lacking content was mentioned once, misleading was used twice, with inaccurate getting three mentions. The operative term to describe Biden's lies was false claims. The inability slash unwillingness of Dale to call Biden out using the word lie was more than apparent back in January when he characterized a lie-riddled speech Biden made about the COVID relief plan. Sorry, Biden called it a pan, so I'm just repeating him.
Are you saying pan?
I think I know how
to. The B is silent.
I think I know how to clear up the whole pan situation. Biden made about the COVID relief plan as quite factual. So these fact checkers are just they're not even pretending. Glenn Kessler said, oh, by the way, like I'm not going to the 100 day mark is, you know, the fact checking ends here. I'm not keeping a database of lies like I did for Trump. And then he said, I learned my lesson. Like, what was the lesson? Absolutely insane. When we get back, we'll take some of your calls and we'll get into a little bit more of this fake news. By the way, did you hear Yamiche Alcindor? She got a new job.
I did.
She is becoming the host of Washington Week on PBS. Yamiche Alcindor was the activist who, at Biden's first press conference, she waited like 65 days to give him a compliment. You know, rather than saying, hey, what are you going to do about the border crisis? She was like, a lot of people say because you're such a moral, decent man that that's why that's happening on the border. And I thought, that's what you've been waiting to ask. And Biden said to her, he was like, well, I'm flattered by that. Well, she got a raise.
Mr. President, Jim Acosta said your smile can't bring a puppy back to life, but I say it can. How do you answer that?
You're so handsome, Mr. President. All right. Spring is in the air. Imagine the smell of a freshly mowed lawn, buds on trees, and the thoughts that summer is on its way. After a long, dreary winter, oh my gosh, has it been dreary. My prescription is a stay at the Follinsby Inn on the shores of Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. It's my favorite lakeside getaway. It's my family's favorite lakeside getaway. My parents are planning their summer trip there now. Picture yourself waking up in the morning and looking out to the diamond reflections of Kezar Lake. When you're boating, swimming, or just relaxing with a book, the Follinsby Inn is great for families, for family gatherings, personal retreats, or romantic getaway. Reserve one of their 17 unique historic guest rooms, each with a private bath. Honestly, I can't say enough about their complimentary, mouthwatering breakfast. Dennis, the innkeeper, is a chef, and his food is amazing. The homemade hash, the blueberry waffles, the yogurt, the granola, everything is delicious. So what you want to do to order one of these, to book one of your rooms, you want to go to FollinsbyInn.com and book now because you deserve it. That's FollinsbyInn.com. It's spelled FollansBeeE. FollinsbyInn.com. Make sure you tell them that you heard about it on the Grace Curley Show. We will be back with your calls, 844-500-4242, and some more sound from the crazy Biden administration. Don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curley Show.
She's never held office, but she paid the Whiskey Priest's monthly rent once. She's Grace Curley. follow Grace on Twitter at @G_Curly.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Grace Curly Show. We've already gone through a lot of news today. There's no shortage. But before we get to anything else, today's poll question is brought to you by the Follinsby Inn, located on beautiful Kezar Lake in North Sutton, New Hampshire. That's Follinsby Inn, spelled Follansbee. Go to follinsbyinn.com. Jared Diglio, my wonderful producer, is on the board. What is the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Who has the worst record? Climate experts, COVID experts, or pollsters?
I gotta, because it's so hot on my mind at all times when I walk around, I'm saying COVID.
COVID experts polling at 23%. In the lead, climate experts at 49%, and pollsters are polling at 28%.
You know, Jared, for how late in the game I came up with this poll question, I think it's a good one.
Yes, it's a solid. They're all terrible.
Yeah, they're all, that's the key to a good poll question. You have to have all terrible options to the point where people start going, I don't want to vote on this. Sean, you're next with Grace and the Grace Curly Show. Go ahead, Sean.
Hello. I think this Bill Gates divorce is just a stock market play. I think Bill Gates sees a big correction in the market, you know, in the coming months, and then the only way for him to cash out without raising any eyebrows is to get a divorce, and, you know, the judge might say, no, you need to split up your stocks. There's no prenup. Might as well sell it off all now. It'll be totally legal. And then,
yeah. Yeah, there's something about Bill Gates. I'm not going to pretend to be an expert on him, but he does really spark a lot of conspiracy theories. This one's not that crazy. I mean, I'm sure there's financial benefits to something like that, but you can go down a real rabbit hole when it comes to Bill Gates. By the way, guys, I have to let you know that these soaps are going like hotcakes. Cape Lily soaps, they are made with sea salt. And you look on the back and all of the ingredients are things that you recognize. The soap is amazing. I used it last night. I used the cedar. If you like a more masculine, smoky smell, I would go with the cedar. But they have a lot of lovely smells for mom, including lavender, lemon, just really, really yummy smells. But the real key is that it's great for sensitive skin. It leaves your skin feeling moisturized and fresh. Jared has already snagged a couple of bars of this soap.
Yeah, I have the charcoal and coconut oil, which smells fantastic. It's got magnesium-rich sea salt harvested off the coast of Chatham. So that's the thing. It's basically like going in the ocean on the Cape, but you get clean while you do it.
I didn't know they had coconut oil. Where'd you find that one? I'm going to have to go back into the basket. Guys, go to gracecurlyshow.com. Click on the store and get yours. So you get $50 towards Cape Lily, but all you're paying is $25. It's a great deal. It's going to go fast. That's gracecurlyshow.com. Click on the store. When we get back, tons more news to get to, and we'll be keeping the lines open all day. So don't go anywhere. It's the Grace Curly Show.